You're listening to Being Your One-Stop Shop for Inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I'm so pumped because I have with me in the Be Inspired Cafe, the budget Nista, Tiffany, is stopping by and she's sharing some great tips. If you're ready to take hold of your financial situation, you definitely want to stick around because it's not just adding numbers and things like that. We're really getting into the power of being mindful and intentional about your finances. And then I have my power thought of the day as well as our inspirational song of the day. So definitely stick around for that. Right now, I want to jump into my power thought of the day. And my power thought for you guys is three words. Do it anyways. Do it anyways. This is all about self-discipline. If there's anything that you guys are looking to accomplish in your life, I'm telling you it is so important that you have the mindset that no matter how you feel, you're willing to step out and do what you know needs to be done. When you start to conquer self-discipline, when you start to do things even when you don't feel like it, your life will start to change. I'm telling you, you will see results that you never thought possible. And the reason is because you will no longer use the excuse of being tired and I don't feel like it or everything's not working out for me. And when you're able to move beyond excuses, what happens is no matter what obstacles start coming to you, they no longer affect you. And if you can move in spite of obstacles, you literally can become unstoppable. So that is it. That's our power thought for the day. Here is my inspirational song of the day. And on the other side of this song, I have with me the budget Nista, Tiffany, in the Be Inspired Cafe. So stay tuned.
Coming up next, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
Welcome, welcome you guys into the Be Inspired Cafe. I am so over the top about my special guest, the budget Nista Tiffany, who is here today. I promise she's going to bless your soul. And if you guys get your notepads out or whatever so you can write down some information so that you can get connected with her, because I promise it will transform your financial situation in your life. Welcome, Tiffany. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Erica. How are you? Thank you.
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm pumped about this interview because I know you have some good stuff for us. So can you introduce yourself for those that may not have come in contact with you and just tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I am a financial educator. And so what that means is that I teach basic financial education, like how to budget, how to save, get out of debt, how to fix your credit score, basic things that I always say I teach the stuff you probably should have learned in school or college or at home, but likely did not. So I don't advise you on investing or insurance because you have to be a financial advisor for that. That's a different certification. So I'm an educator. My main purpose is to get you to be thinking about your money differently and to make better choices.
I love it. And Tiffany, one thing that I really like about your story is that you never come from a place of, oftentimes people will come from a place that they have it all together, life was perfect, and here's how you can do it. But you are so open about your own story of having to overcome your own obstacles to get to where you're at now, where you can help other people. So how are you able, for one, if you want to share just a little bit about some of the obstacles that you faced, and then how are you able to overcome them to get to where you're at now?
No, certainly. So it wasn't always easy to share the fact that I had messed up in every way possible, but I quickly realized that it was really a blessing because, honestly, for up until my 20s, I was financially perfect. I grew up in a household where money was talked about all the time. My father was a CFO and an accountant, and he had his undergrad and his master's degree in, like, economics and finance. So money was just, like, normal conversation. And my mom was in charge of our day-to-day budget. So she handled that part of our family's finances, and she taught me and my four sisters and I just in everyday life, like, when we would go shopping, like, this is how you find the deal, this is how you negotiate. So money was something that I got very used to, and I'd made the right choices based upon what they taught me until my mid-20s, which is usually when everyone starts messing up, like early to mid-20s.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I started secretly making choices on my own because I thought I was grown. And I started messing up everything. I got credit cards. I invested with a friend of mine who was a scam artist I did not know at the time.
Oh, no.
I ended up in $35,000 worth of credit card debt because of his scam. I bought a house when I was 25 because I thought, like, ooh, this is what grown people do. And I bought, of course, at the very beginning, like right before the recession hit, and my house ended up, like, dropping in value, and I ended up losing my job because the recession, so many people were losing their jobs. So at one point, I owed nearly $300,000 in debt as it relates to, like, my house, my credit card debt, my student loans. And I had no job. So $300,000 in debt and no job and every mistake, like, at my feet. And it wasn't until, like, you know, well, what really happened was that I finally had to admit to myself that I had put myself in that place, in that position. And so that helped a lot, admitting and sharing and saying, I messed up. Because up until then, I was, like, hiding in shame. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so open now, because to me, it's the shame that keeps us where we are. And if I can kind of expose my mistakes, I hope to give people permission to do the same. And so, yeah, once I exposed the fact that I had messed up, I told my best friend at the time. I'd been, like, hiding out for, like, 2 years and not going out and just, like, depressed. And finally she was like, what is going on with you? You never want to hang out anymore. And I told her, like, I have all this debt. I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't even tell my parents. I can't even afford my mortgage. I haven't paid it. You know, I'm going to go in foreclosure. And she was like, oh, girl, I said, how about you kill somebody? And so,
Tiffany, you just, I promise to you, you probably just told like 100,000 people's stories between the student loans, and just we all make bad decisions. But I love what you said, because the biggest step is owning it, taking responsibility, and only then can you do something about it.
Exactly. And that's why my best friend who told me that her name is Linda. And so everybody needs kind of a Linda, because she was so. Girl, bye. I thought, like, she really was, like, you know, I was wondering what was keeping you. Like, girl, we all have financial mistakes. Like, you didn't, like, you know, take someone's puppy. You didn't, like, you know, burn down the school. Like, okay, those things are fixable. And so she gave me permission to say, she's right. A mistake was made, but this is fixable. So that honestly was the trigger. And so I encourage everyone to find their Linda and kind of expose themselves and just be like, oh, my God, this is what's happening. And if they really are Linda, they're going to make you not feel bad about it. And once you can release the shame of it, then you can start looking for solutions. And that's when I started to lean on what I had grown up with. You know, I realized, you know, I know how to fix these things. My parents taught me. I know I have all the lessons in my mind. And so I started putting those lessons to use and started digging my way out.
Amen. I'm giving you like a virtual high five, all caps, exclamation mark. I love it because, Tiffany, we need to hear that. Like, for anyone that's listening right now and you've gone through things, as Tiffany said, you need a Linda. And if you don't have a Linda, then you need to stay connected with Tiffany, stay connected with me until you find your Linda to know that you can overcome. So,
yes, I'm a lot of people's Linda. You should see my inbox of how many people write me and they tell me like their deepest, darkest fears and like what's happened. And I'm their Linda. I don't mind that, you know, the sharing and being like, girl, it's going to be fine.
I believe it. Because now for those of you that are listening, if you're not connected with Tiffany on Facebook in particular, she has a massive community. And every day I'll get an update and it's from someone that I'm connected to, like family members, friends from college, and we had no idea that each other were in the group. And they're like, I didn't know you were in here. I'm like, everyone is in here. So tell us about your Facebook community, how that got started, and how people can get plugged into that.
So the Facebook community got started, like everything I've done, really organically. I started it because I used to do one-on-one, or I used to teach classes in person. And I found that the students were emailing me the same questions. Like, and I thought, well, what if I can have them kind of be in one place so I can answer the question one time and we can kind of have an online community. So I started the group originally just to help those students who I used to see face-to-face. And then in 2015, I launched something called the Live Richer Challenge because women across the country, I would show pictures of me teaching these other women, because I live in New Jersey, and they would see me teaching in New Jersey, New York. And they would say, like, oh, man, I wish I lived there because I want to go to a class. And I thought, well, how can I take my in-person classes and take them online? My in-person classes were free because I would hit up an organization like the United Way or Prudential, and I would ask them to sponsor the classes so I could do it for free for the community. So they would pay me, and then I would offer it for free. So I said, I want to do the same thing but online. So I created a challenge, and the challenge, well, our current challenge is a 22-day challenge. The challenge launches every January, and collectively women around the world work together on financial tasks that I have issued to them for a set period of time, and we keep hold each other accountable. And what I found in 2015 is that the women from the challenge found the group that was originally for the in-person people, and they started joining in mass. And at first I was like, no, this is not what this is for. But then I was like, well, you know what, why not? And so all of a sudden, right now we have about 70,000 women from 80-plus different countries signed up for the challenge, and about 60,000 of them are in. And I, because it's the same thing, it's like I understood that we all need our Lindas, and so the group is full of Lindas. There's nothing that you can say in the group that anyone's going to shame you for. You can get any financial question answered. It's an amazing place.
I love, and it's a reflection to me of you and your character, because in being a part of the group, and if you are not a part of the group, you need to find it right now on Facebook. But it's like you just said, people can put up things that are personal, very personal, mm-hmm. to many of them, and it's not a place where people are trolling and bashing them, but it's a place of everyone being there together to see, you know, other people around them prosper. I love it. So
exactly, yes. So the group, for those people, they might be like, well, what's the name of the group? It's called Dream Catchers, Live Richer. So Dream Catchers, Live Richer.
And I will post that. So if you're listening and you did not catch that, I will post it on the website, ericlatrice.com, so that you guys can get in the action there. So, Tiffany, another question that I have for you before we wrap up is this. What is it that you would want people that come in contact with you to get from all that you're doing, from your messages, from your interviews, and all the different things that you have going? What do you want them to walk away with the most?
I really want people to walk away with hope and the steps to make their dreams happen. So first and foremost, because nothing can happen if you don't believe it can happen. So I really, really want people to feel hopeful again. And I get that a lot. Or I get a lot of people who just feel hopeless, like, you know, I just don't think it's going to work for me. I'm 60. What am I going to do? I don't have any retirement. You know, I'm homeless. And I hope to instill that, you know what, despite all of that, you know, things can get better, and they will. And here's some actionable things you can do today to start making them better. So I used to be a school teacher. I was actually a preschool teacher for 10 years. And so I come from this background of providing information in easy, actionable steps, like you would teach a three-year-old. And so I blend those things together, my desire for people to feel hope, and then also my ability to make complex things simple. And so, yeah, those are the two big things.
This is so encouraging. Even for those that are out there right now and they have something that they've overcome, how you, like I said, are so transparent about your story, but then to use that and create your own business and opportunity just through the things that you had to overcome. And so I didn't have another question, but I want to throw this one in while I have you here. What do you say to that person that they are passionate about something and like you, they've had to overcome, but they're really kind of hesitating on taking that first step to really, you know, put themselves out there?
So if you're passionate, to me, I don't believe in coincidences. So if a desire has been placed in your heart, then to me, you're meant to pursue it. That means there's something there. There's something special about you that can make that thing happen. And I always refer back to my 80-year-old self. So I've named my 80-year-old self Wanda. And just because Wanda seems like a sassy old lady name.
Yes.
Right? Like the type of old lady that yells at you for getting on her lawn, you know? And so I encourage everyone to name their 80-year-old self. And if you have a passion, consult with her. Because I think to myself, one day Wanda's going to be sitting on a stoop somewhere, like in her rocking chair, looking back over her life. And Wanda's not going to say, I'm so glad we didn't do anything special. I'm so glad we stayed close to home and we never traveled and we never, you know. Like your 80-year-old self is never going to say that. Wanda's going to be like, boy, I used to be wild in my day. Right? And guess what? It all ends up where? On that porch in that rocking chair. So whether you go for your dreams or whether you, you know, play it safe, if either way, you know, the chances are that you'll end up in the rocking chair on the porch. So how do you want to get there? You know? And I want to get there having lived fully. And it's scary, believe me, I know that, you know, but there's still times I'm still so unsure. I can't even tell you how many times I feel like shutting down the group because I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is what I'm supposed to do. It's always scary, but it's even more scary when I think to myself that one day I'll be 80 and I'll not have done anything. You know, to me, that fear is greater. So I just say, you know, one foot in front of the other and find your tribe. You know, it's critical to find people who are of like mind, who will support you, your Lindas. I have most of my friends are entrepreneurs, so they push me when I'm feeling like I'm not sure if this is the way to go. Yeah, so find your tribe, put one foot in front of the other, and consult with your 80-year-old self. They're always going to tell you to go for it.
That is a powerful analogy. And if you missed that and you're listening, I warned you at the beginning to get a notepad and a pen because Tiffany was going to bring some good stuff to you. So if you missed it, you better hit rewind so that you can write this down. Tiffany, I just can't say enough how powerful it is to be able to see someone like yourself out there making an impact and inspiring so many people to live their best life. Because like you said, when you're on that porch in the rocket chair, and hopefully my porch is going to be out somewhere in the Bahamas.
Exactly.
But you definitely want to look back and say that you lived life to the fullest. So For those that are listening that want to get connected with you, maybe they want to book you for an event or anything like that, what's the best way that we can support what you're doing?
Well, the best way to find me in any kind of shape or form is I am the budgetista on everything. So you can find me at The Budget Nista, like fashionista, but thebudgetnista.com, and I'm the Budget Nista on Instagram, on Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, every social media platform you could think of, YouTube, Snapchat, I'm the Budget Nista. So, but if you could just start at thebudgetnista.com, and hopefully I will see you signed up for the challenge. You can sign up for the challenge there as well. It's free and it's automated. And hopefully we'll see you in the group. You can also join the group at thebudgetnista.com as well.
Wonderful. I know there's so many social media outlets. I'm like, well, you can find me on all of them and whatever comes out in the next 7 days because There's always something new.
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and being in the Be Inspired Cafe today. I greatly appreciate it.
You can hear Tiffany's full interview online when you join my empowerment club, and you can do that at ericalatrice.com. Remember to stay connected with me also on social media at Erica Empowers, and never forget to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.